She does not like when guys wear condoms.
She did like, you say that?
She doesn't.
Wow.
No, she gets offended.
I get offended. Like, that sounds really bad. I think, no, you should wear condoms.
Hello, all, and welcome to Marsha, 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 the podcast. I'm your host, Marsha Molinari, and you are here listening to the podcast that brings true and heartfelt human connection. I believe if you don't know about it, you can't care about it. And that's why we're here today. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. We are back with two very special guests, Julia and Alexis, also known as Excuse My Friend, Heartland
Ray.
That was perfect. Heartland. It's so funny because people always get it wrong. So, like, all that was time. Good.
No,
I'm impressed.
I had it.
You did. Yeah.
Okay, so we want to get into a lot of things today. First of all, welcome to the show.
We're so excited.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. Outfit, oh, 10 out of
is
10.
Everything.
Today we wear pink. Uh-huh. I love it. So I've been listening to a lot of your podcasts and a lot of it is like lots of dating. You guys are super open and I really, really love that. You guys are both straight, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So men only.
Yes.
You never know. Something might surprise you.
100%.
Yeah. Definitely. No. Have you guys ever dated the same person?
No, we've been very close.
No.
We've kissed the same person, though.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
What's that like? I didn't know she was going to tell this.
We haven't said anything about this.
We've never been asked that, but...
We have kissed the same person, and we actually connected with him recently again, which is so strange.
This was years ago in Arizona.
Yep.
He lives here.
They're like, oh, it's you.
And we saw him at an event and we're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're like, oh my gosh. What's he telling people? What does he know? We had fun.
I remember listening to y'all's podcast and it was like your friend had dated one of your exes, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that not a good.
Terrible. Behind my back. I had no idea. And she was feeding me tons of lies. She was telling me, stay with him. He's such a good guy.
That's the problem.
And I still get heated.
Because I was like trying to decide when's a good time and how long is dating someone. You know, if it didn't work out for you, it might be great for somebody else.
Right.
But that wasn't the case. Stay with him.
Yeah, and, stay with him.
That's underhanded.
Yeah, it was terrible. And she was like family friends with us for a mm-hmm. long time. And it just was so toxic. And she was so rude. She never apologized. She's not very nice, I never trusted her
the whole time. I tried telling you that she wasn't a good friend, but
I like being friends with everyone, though.
Me
like,
too.
I just don't care.
Way.
You know what I mean? It's like...
I did have a friend, though, that one, like, anytime I'd mention anyone, he was on them. And I would, like, bring them to dinner, and, like, I'd have friends be like, can you wait till she's, like, not here before you ask for that person's Instagram?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I would get up to the bathroom, and then, like, there's that friend, like, put your Instagram in, like.
We've had, you know? it's just not right.
I think there's just times for that. Mm-hmm. Even if, like, that was just a one date only. Don't do it in front of me. I even tell dates that too, like that I've had and they've like hit on people. I'm like, don't do that in front of me. If you're out with me, mm-hmm. at least be like a little more sly.
Like, not in front of me. Be sneaky about it. Yeah, exactly.
It's just disrespectful.
I don't know. And then when they like post about it and they're like Instagramming mm-hmm. and the stories, it's just like, and then it becomes so obvious because they know I'm still friends with them. I'm still watching it. Uh-huh. It's just like a stab in the back.
Yeah, it hurts.
Well, like almost like, are they a sociopath or something? Like they just don't care, have any feelings. Like, and they can do whatever they want.
Like, what are you getting out of this? Like, what is this doing to you?
Well, they're getting your man.
I'm like, go ahead, have him. Because he wasn't that great anyways. So like.
But you're also not a good friend. So you can have him and be away with him.
Yes. Yeah. Goodbye. The two of you.
Definitely.
I think karma will get her.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens. We'll see.
We love karma.
Yeah, we love
karma's
her.
Karma's amazing. I love her too.
Karma's been on my side a few times.
I like that.
Right?
Okay, so, well, I just jumped right into it. But I want to get to know how, like, well, everyone else know how you guys know each other. I know from like a super young age.
Yes, first grade.
Yep, we met in first grade. So we grew up together. Our families are friends. We did theater together. And we were singers. Well, we still are singers, but we were in a singing group together. There were four of us. Mm-hmm.
It was always the two of us. We always stuck together.
Like we were the closest ones. Like the other girls were me and there was drama, but it was always you and I.
Always, yeah.
And then you guys moved to Nashville together.
Moved to Nashville to pursue singing and music. We never thought we'd be in Nashville, which I'm glad we did. It was great. Yeah. We spent, seven years there. And I mean, we've done everything. We've shared a room together.
Oh, yeah, two mattresses on the floor.
She had her boyfriend come.
Oh, that's hardcore. You guys are like beyond sisters.
We packed up my, like, crappy old car and drove across the country. I don't know how we made it. Yeah, that Toyota. Yeah. Those Toyotas will run.
I drove to LA in a Toyota, too, like a truck.
All of us. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I still have my very first car. I can't get rid of it. So speaking of Toyota.
Oh, yeah, Betsy. Betsy. It's an interesting car.
Okay, anyways.
But anyway, yeah, we moved to Nashville. We shared a room. We had a crazy roommate. That's a whole other thing. Did every odd job.
Wait, what kind of crazy roommate?
I found her on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And at the time, we had, like, no money. We saved up between the both of us, probably, like, $1,000. Yeah. And so this roommate, like, here's the thing. When we asked people, hey, like, we want to share a room to, like, save money, people were, like, you know, not comfortable with that, whatever. So she allowed us to. So we're like, okay.
Red flag.
And she just, like, she was very nice at first. How do you describe her? She would throw away my mail. Here's one time.
She would tell me I couldn't park, like, in the front of the house because my car was old.
Like she said, she still has her car from high school. Thing. So it's, like.
She said you couldn't park because it's an old car. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah,
she was really bougie. She had a BMW she couldn't like afford. She was like, you know, one of those. And she had her sister come visit for her sister's birthday. Well, you were, I think, where were you? I think you were like staying at a friend's house. I was pet sitting. So we both weren't sleeping at home. I come home the next morning. The sister's like, your bed's really comfy. The sister and her boyfriend slept in my room.
No.
So the roommate allowed her sister and the boyfriend to sleep. I didn't know what to say because I don't like confrontations. In my head, I'm just like, I don't know you. You and your boyfriend are doing, I don't know. It's like a very intimate space.
No, you don't do that.
Like if she would have asked, of course, I'll change the sheets. Sure. Like I'm not there. You can have my room. But ask. So I texted her. I go, the sister, and then one of the friends stayed in your room.
Yeah, one of the friends stayed in my room. And it was a whole production. I ended up getting bed bugs. After they stayed.
We don't know. Production. Like, I don't know if it was them,
but it was.
It was 100%
that
she's
trying to
as you know, she's trying to cover it up. It doesn't work. So it was from them. So
I don't know if you know about bed bugs, but they are very like they will spread. So she had to like we had to like go through all
of our clothes, hot water,
wash, get rid of, vacuum. Like it was a whole because I was terrified. I didn't want to get bed bugs. I've had bed bugs before. That's another story. Oh I wasn't the problem. It was a boyfriend who had them.
Yeah,
you don't want bed bugs.
No.
Yeah, so
nightmare
that,
roommate situation.
She was something else.
But it's always been her and I. So
when I would interview roommates. When I first moved to LA, and I would meet them at the Starbucks down the street, never in the apartment, because you never knew how crazy they were. But I always thought there should be a show because the people that I met were wild. Like one guy was like, I just work at the men's warehouse in the stockroom, and I won't bother you. And like, I only like do this or that. And like, it was just always like, I don't think we'll be compatible. And then like, I've had a couple where like, one roommate had like this terrible cat that was very nice to me when he was there. Like so smart. Like I knew what the cat was doing. And the moment the door would shut, I'd look at the cat and he'd jump up on something, like knock a picture frame down. I go, don't you dare. And he'd go.
Oh, sneaky. Oh.
But it would, like the house would be a mess. Like he would ruin everything. And when that person came home, I'd be like, your cat. And he's like,
right.
And the cat would be rubbing against me. And I'm like, No, he hates me.
Like, yeah, like you're lying.
So I actually had to kick him out because of the cat.
Wow.
Because it was like wild situation. I've also had another roommate who, when he first moved in, suit and tie, gorgeous, paid in cash all the time.
Oh, I love him. Yeah. Okay.
So sweet. 2 months go by. Things start to change a little. Uh-oh. I think 3 months go by. He's selling his TV. Okay. Maybe another month goes by, he's selling his car. He's not wearing suits anymore. Well, I don't do anything, do drugs or anything, so I don't know. And he came in a suit, right? So, like, it's got to be upscale and great. Yeah. He used to be in the Navy, served our country. He was into drugs, basically, the end of the story. No. And he stopped paying rent. And he started getting really aggressive with me. So after 2 months of not paying rent, I just put his stuff outside. But he changed the locks on the bedroom door. It's like my apartment.
On your doors?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I found like vases of urine in the closet.
What? You're kidding.
Yes. And I called, I think, a number of people, friends, and people are like, oh, he's a drug addict. He's paranoid about peeing, so he's probably peeing inside of the vases and taking them out later. Wow. And I'm like, out of here, out of here, out of here, out of here.
Oh my gosh. Ugh.
Wow.
And long story short, the police made me keep him there. They're like, you have to go through the court system. And I'm like, he is not on the lease. He hasn't paid rent in months. Like, he says urine in jars. Y'all know. Luckily, he had a fit. Like right after the police left, so 911 dispatch heard him have a fit and was like,
"Okay, you so got that lucky. Was like his way out."
I got lucky, like to get him out, and then they came back, and I was like, "Told you,
told you." Yeah. What is he doing now? Do you know?
No,
have you kept up?
No, never.
That is a traumatizing roommate experience.
Yeah, ever since then, it was like a no. It had to be like an actual person I knew.
Yeah,
I get so paranoid about who's living.
That's
in
like
and
us.
Who's in my
when we moved to LA, we were like, "Okay, no more roommates." No. We were about to be in a content house.
We almost did a content house, and I'm actually so happy that didn't work out.
Yeah, I can imagine those are crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. We go to some now. It's wild. It's so fun. We love it. But like to live there is
like a
whole other.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. It's like a constant party.
Which is great.
Like,
I
need a second though. I'm like, I want my alone time. I want quiet. Like I want to be able to just like, you know, disconnect for a little bit.
Yeah. Home has to be a sanctuary for me.
Yes. And absolutely. We lived in the same room for like what, 6 months?
When I don't know how we did it without like killing each other though.
But now, no way. There would be absolutely no way.
I think it's because we're like younger too and more willing, like, oh, to have a mattress on the floor. Like we were roughing it.
Yeah.
Right, but like, now I think we're more set in our ways, right? Like you like the blinds wide open and the lights bright on. I don't. I like it dark. Like the brightness like hurts my eyes.
I'm
like really sensitive.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Tell us the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Open or close.
Who would you wanna share a room with between us?
I can do a bright morning. Like I'm up really early. But so, I also, when I want my peace, I also have a sleep mask, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I need to get one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm all about, like, vibes. Like, I like vibey lighting. Like, when it's bright, I just, like, get headaches. But anyway, and then you like it to be super cold. I like it to be, like, it just wouldn't work out being in the same room. So,
glad it worked out like it did.
Yeah. Yes. Roommates, it's a whole other thing. But
so
we made it work this
besides
far.
Kissing the same guy, do you guys have the same type of guy?
No, we don't, thankfully. Like, we've never fought.
I mean, the older you get, you are starting to like more of the type I've always liked.
Yeah, because I've always
She's always gone for complete douchebags and
like
very toxic.
Boys.
Yeah, I can say that because she agrees. Otherwise, I wouldn't be so blunt. But
a guy I was, like, obsessed with went to prison.
That's
like
okay.
Of them, right? A few of them, and, like...
People make mistakes,
I've
got baggage.
More of, like, the bad boy thing that I liked is, like, what... And, like, I feel like you like more of, like, the...
No, what did he go to prison for?
I think he got into some drugs and stuff, you know, like, you know, I think it's just the bad boy thing at the time, you know, tattoos, smoking a cigarette.
The economy was down.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the guys were, like,
I thought I could fix them.
I did the same thing, actually.
Really? Like, you guys are both fixers.
Yeah. Like, I kind of, like, I'm, like, the mother type. Like, let me dress you. Let me fix your style a little bit. Let me do this. And
that's
a little
like
bit.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll get up and make breakfast and do all the things.
No.
I know.
Well, you're nurturing.
But I like it.
So would you say you're like a doormat?
No. God, no.
See, that's not
like
doormat.
That.
Just means like you care and you want to
nurture. No, because I'm also very much the boss.
Like, okay, so that's a good mix then.
Yeah.
Like you're not.
Like,
okay.
I'll be like, people know. Like if I give a look, they're like, she's not happy.
Oh, they know.
They're like, and I won't. Not that I'll throw a fit. I'll just. They know I'm the boss.
Okay.
Yeah.
They know.
But I'd like to also nurture and take care of.
That's a good
It's
balance.
A good mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like afraid of relationships. So I'm like.
Not the marrying.
No.
But,
it really scares
me. Actually, I'm not into marriage as well. I'm really? Like, if you're forever, then you're forever. No piece of paper is going to make you stay. Right?
Like, nothing. Like, what's it do? Now, her, on the other hand, even driving here was all.
I hope I get married today.
Yes.
Pretty much. Kidding. Well, I'm like, well, another person I know from high school has got, you know, got engaged or they're on their second kid. I'm just like, when is my time? You know what I mean? I think it's hard to see people, you know, doing the things that you think, like, what society says by now you should be doing.
Totally. And it is ingrained in your head.
It is. I feel like a lot of people, though, when they say, I don't want a kid. It's just, it comes with like a look or a remark or like, that's bad. Like, you don't want kids.
I don't like that.
What is that? Yeah. I don't like that either. It's like, to each their own.
I think it's okay to not. Like, and like you said, some people probably shouldn't. And that's great.
But
if you
really want one, I think that's even more special. My mom would always be like, he ruined my life. I'm like, why don't you have us? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah, why?
But she was just like, kind of like, my life was like a dark comedy, but she would like blatantly say it. I'm like, really, girl?
Wow.
Well, we're here now. You know.
Yeah, now that we're here. Are you guys close now?
Like, yeah, we are now. Okay. That's good. Yeah. We're back.
Yeah. We're back.
Now,
we're back.
Now I'm her miracle child.
Okay, yeah.
See how that turns around?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I want kids. I definitely want kids, but I also think I can have kids on my own.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, they'll get married just to have a kid, and then guess what? The kid experiences trauma and like sees a bunch of shit that the parents are going through, and it like rocks the boat.
Well, then guess what? Because you're also stuck with him for pretty much the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Even if he's not even around or doing much, you're kind of just stuck with him.
You just are. Yeah. You have to share time.
I have two girlfriends now doing that.
Really?
Yes. One's going to have twins.
Aww.
And she's just preparing for it. And she's like, I make my own money. I do my own things. I do everything on my own anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I have another girlfriend that's like, yeah, I can do this. I've got a big family. Yeah. I'm not going to wait any longer. For who, you know?
Right. And no one really talks about that.
Yeah.
Though. It's like, I would love to hear other people talk about that more because I feel so out of place.
And I think it's just as special, if not more. Mommy wanted our daddy, if you want that for yourself as well. But like, you know, I wanted you so bad that I went through all of this because it takes a lot.
Yeah. A lot.
A lot, you know? Yeah. And I think it's super special. How are you guys finding dating in LA?
Like, where do I begin? I am like ashamed to say this, but there's times when like it'll be like a Friday night and I'll just cry and scroll through like dating apps. That sounds so bad, but I'm just like, what am I doing? Like, it's tough, especially here and in the influencer space, you know.
Oh, when you think you found someone special, like, oh, this is
you
great
didn't.
You didn't. You didn't. Right. It's like, or a friend will be like, hey, this guy's still in the app because my friend just went on a date with him. He's not as great as you think. You know, we've run into guys too at parties and like we'd gone on a date and then we see him at a party with another girl and we're like, which they're open to do whatever. But when we're sitting there on a date and he's like, I really want this.
Right. When he's telling
serious.
Just you, like,
I want to like be engaged in the next year to someone. Like, I really want to find my person. And then we're like still texting and then you show up with another girl. No. Like, it's just like, okay, bye boy.
Yeah. You gotta go. I haven't really been able to get into dating apps. I use Grindr once to get like weed on Christmas Day. Like 7 years ago. And like I had my friend wait with me in the lobby and
stop.
That's hilarious.
And he was really sweet. He brought in a Christmas card. He said like for his Christmas party, like everyone hung joints on his Christmas tree.
That's hilarious.
And he didn't smoke. And he said Merry Christmas. Gave me like a little kiss on the cheek and it was like the sweetest moment. And I deleted
Grindr. That's a success story.
That's nature.
Yeah. I like that.
Get back on.
Go back on. Yeah, no, we go through like ups and downs of like we'll have all the apps and then we will delete all the apps.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, okay, no. Like we just
I feel like it's dangerous though, because like someone like me, I like get not like a high, but it's like this validation. It's like, oh, this person like matched you and liked you. And it's like exciting talking to somebody and then it fizzles out. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
But there was a time when I was seeing this guy and he was like all about me and feeding me everything. I find out he's dating, you know, we're not good friends, but kind of like acquaintances in the same kind of circle. He's seeing her. We both find out about each other. So we both, you know, meet up for coffee, you know, what's he telling you kind of thing.
What?
He had a party. So we showed up like hand in hand, like we're best friends.
Yeah, together, right?
Remember?
Great.
And he like comes up and he sees us and the look on his face, I'll never forget. He's just like, you two know each other. And like
out of a movie, like it doesn't seem real.
We planned it so perfectly, but she ended up staying with him.
Girl, were you like,
you know, sometimes.
I mean, there's only so much you can say.
Yeah. You know, we're like, yeah, like we're so empowered. Like we're going to get him. And then months later, aww, they just go off, you know.
Yeah. Are you a big like words person? Like you.
Yeah. What's like your love language?
What does that mean? Do I like to speak to people?
No.
Like, are you words? Do you like to talk?
Do you like mutes?
No. Yeah. No, like. She's a big like word,
like words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Oh, and there's like physical touch, quality time, acts of service, and then what's the fifth one?
I don't know.
There's another one. I'm spacing on it.
Yeah,
it'll come to me. But there's like different ways people like show and like to receive love.
I mean, yes, I want it all, but same. I also want space.
Same.
But when they give me space, I get a little like,
wait.
Yeah, like, where are you?
Where are you?
You're super independent.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I am single, but I'm also kind of just started seeing this guy. And it's new for us. Mm. Like, we talk about it and we're like, we're going slow, right? But like, we only talk to each other. But even just on the way over here, I was like, miss your face. And then two hours go by and I go, acknowledge me. And then he wrote.
But like, I bet oh God, he I likes
you.
That.
He's like, I miss you too.
Yeah,
you
know? It's that spice. That like spice. Yeah.
Yeah.
She feeds into the word thing. I'm like, okay. Anyone can say anything. You know, she holds on to the words. I'm like, guys can, or girls, anyone can say anything. But it's like the action behind it. I don't
we
know.
Do say I love you. And I think that's been like really okay. quick.
Who said it first?
Yeah.
To be honest, I was driving by when he was going home and I looked and I think he said, I could read lips and I mean, I don't know if I can, but I did.
Right.
And he's like, I love you, you know.
I love you.
And I was like, drove away and I was like, did he just say?
Oh my gosh. So you didn't say back in that moment? Or you didn't
driving.
Text him?
Like, no, said? No, no,
I think
no.
you were probably processing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, did that just happen? But we do say it, but I also say I love you to like all of my friends.
You do. Okay.
Yeah. And I have this girlfriend recently and she was dating this guy and they were fully involved. Like she was flying to Seattle, staying with him for like 3 weeks. It was definitely like a heavy thing. And she's like, we haven't said I love you. I'm all, oh, you should just say it if you mean it. Like, do you love him? She's like, yeah. Like she was like wanting to have kids with him.
Oh, and wow. Serious.
Yeah. She was like, this is where I am. After a year, I need to know this is where
of
you
course.
Are.
Yeah.
But she never said it and she wished she would have. So I think there's kind of like a little, I think if you mean it in the moment, because now he's closer than a lot of my friends. You know, I tell him mostly everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
good for you.
I don't know.
I only tell people I love them when I'm drunk. So no, it's
maybe
a problem.
Maybe it's been that though.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's an issue.
I think I'm like, for me, I'm like stubborn. I'm like, I want them to say it first, which is so not. Like if you feel it in the moment, you should be able to say it. But and like, I think I set too many rules for myself. I'm like, okay, if it's only been a few months, like I don't want to be too eager or seem like too much. Like I want them to like me a little bit more than I like them.
It.
Like I overthink like crazy. And I think that's kind of like been to my detriment.
I do
at
like
times.
Them to say it first, actually.
Yeah.
Now thinking about 100%.
It. 100%. Yeah. Like you can tell
well,
me.
Well, that's what you got. So.
Yeah. Well, so before that, like I was finding like dating confusing because I recently transitioned, like it's been a year and a half.
Oh, yay.
Yay. But I've been getting like a new wave of guys and it's been like, I'm not sure if they're fetishizing me or not, you know, like, because after diving in and like, following a lot of, trans girls I look up to, I hear this word and then I was like, oh, wait, is that what's happening? Because I'm getting a lot of extra attention.
Oh,
and
so,
like, but it'll be like guys in the club, like, I love your dress. I'm like, do you really love it? Like, I'll go right into flirting. And they're like, yeah, I really love it. And
so you're feeding into it.
Yeah. But they're like going off and then they're like, I like girls. I'm all, but you just, but, like had your arm around me and
like,
you were like literally flirting with me hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Not like a mistake on flirting, not like I think you're pretty and like walk away.
Uh-huh.
It's like full on flirting.
You know.
Or holding hands or something like that. Yeah. Or arm around each other or like maybe even like a kiss.
Yeah, like they know what they're doing.
Yeah. And I always like wonder if that's like, am I just like a moment or maybe confusing them a little.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it sounds like you're confusing them. Like, you're just too perfect, and they're just like, I can't help it.
You're like, you're so hot, and they're just like,
I can't resist myself. All over the spectrum.
Do you like the attention? Like, do you like it, or are you like, eh?
I do, but there was like, for instance, there was this guy that we were talking for like 8 months. Mm-hmm. And he is like writing me. We talked every day, every morning. Good morning. Mm-hmm. He left and didn't live in this city. And every morning he's like, I love you. We're like, I love you, Sate. Like, super close. He's like, when he left, he like sending me pictures of him crying. Like, mm-hmm. every day, like, you're the person for me. Oh. And then it slowed down towards an end. And I had a dream that he had a girlfriend. And I was like, do you have a girlfriend? And he's like, no, I would never. And like, if I don't have time for you, I don't have time for anyone. I'm just working on my health. And and then we saw each other, and it was different than when he was here. Like, we would drive around for hours listening to, like, he'd play like love songs. Mm. He's like, no, just listen. Can we just drive, take Sunset again? Like, I don't want to leave you. Every day. And then this next time we met up and it was different, I was like, well, I'm a little upset. Like, it was way different. He goes, you're always upset for no reason. And I'm like, wait, what?
Wait. Whoa. No.
Like, he just turned.
Yeah.
When before, like, he would do something. He'd be like, I can't fight with you. He'd cry. I could do anything in this world. Like, my parents have never even seen me cry.
Oh, my gosh.
And then this one time, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm all, you don't know what I'm talking about? And I sent him, like, 30 screen captures of him, like, dick pic, like,
right,
naked.
Like this
you've
hello.
Been yeah. you've been doing this, not yeah. me. You've been saying I'm your person, da da da.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I sent you that to show you my workout. Like, if someone else was reading it, honestly, the dialogue changed. It was like, I was just sending you that to show my workout progress. And I was like, wait.
You're like, what?
There's pictures of you crying.
Gosh.
Like,
wow.
That's like, not, we're not workout buddies.
Yeah, no, right. That's not where this like, is going.
And so, I don't know, like, getting that attention and then having it, like, maybe he wasn't sure with himself, but honestly, if he wasn't there, he wasn't there.
Right. Yeah, like, what do you think changed? Do you think he found someone new? Do you, like, what do you think
I think he happened? Had inner battles with maybe, like, being something he thought he wasn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But before, he was like, I don't care if people know.
Yeah.
You know? So people change.
Yeah. People do. How do we feel about dick pics? You mentioned dick pics. Like, are you a fan or are you not a fan? Like, do you like it? Can he send them?
Well, with him, there was, like, a full relationship buildup.
Okay.
And, like, he sent that on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. But in general, don't do that. Like, right off the bat, like, if it's in, like, a special moment, but if you think, like, immediately that's what's going to get you.
Agree.
It's not.
100%.
Like, there has to be chemistry, honestly. Right. Like, I went forever without having sex. And, like, just because there wasn't that person, that spark, like.
That does,
And usually for me, by the end of the day, like, our night, I really just want to go home alone.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Glamour.
Do whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And get to bed, and like, I've got routines in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm a busy girl.
When you're so busy.
Right.
It's exhausting. Yeah. Like, I had boyfriends when we were so busy. It's like, I just didn't have time. It's like, then they want to chit chat and how was your day, which is so sweet.
Yeah.
But I'm like, when you're busy, it's like the last thing you want to do is like, can we FaceTime? Like, for what? Like, for hours? I'm exhausted. Like, I don't
poor guy. But when you do it, it's like for days and days, you'll just like, be like, sorry, I can't talk to you.
Oh yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm awful.
I think I'm a little bit more like, I will. This sounds so
bad.
A lot. I'm not saying I'll exhaust myself, but I think I can be obsessed with love. So I think you're a little bit more like, I'm tired. Like, that's my boundary. I think I need to work on boundaries because I'll be tired and I'll still kind of be like, okay, like, let's FaceTime. But like, deep down, I just want to watch Netflix and be alone. So I think it's like having that boundary too.
But you want to keep like in contact with them.
But the guys I attract, like, they get mad at me if I say like, if I have boundaries. So it's like, I don't know. It's just,
You don't want to hang out with me or something? Like,
yeah, or they're like, if I'm like super busy, they're just like, oh, you're like too busy for me. Or I attract a little more controlling, a little
very
more.
Very much controlling.
I don't know. It's something with me I'm like working on. It's the weirdest thing. Like, the kinds that I attract.
And when I tell that to guys, they're like turned on. So it's like
they want you more.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. I tell them like I'm busy. I like, you know, I can't talk to you. They're like, oh, they, I don't know. They're all about it. I'm like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, and then you attract the guys that want marriage, and you're, you know, not totally about that. And then I like want marriage, and they're just like, it's just emotionally unavailable. Right? It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
like,
what do
I
need to
do? Weird. I don't know.
Human nature, I guess. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, you guys, I think I have a sense of your dating life.
Yeah.
And so I want to play this game with you called Red Flag or Deal Breaker.
Ooh.
Okay,
so imagine the perfect guy, and he's in front of you, and everything's great, but he does this one thing, and it's a red flag or deal breaker. Like, we got to cut it off. First one, he smokes.
What is deal he smoking?
Deal breaker? Well, what is it? Okay, you're right. So, cigarettes.
Deal breaker.
I mean, cigarettes after sex used to be my favorite thing, but this was not anymore.
She's lying, but yeah.
Okay, no, so what if it's like a James Bond type? Okay, so actually
one night? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, are we talking like relationship or one night?
Yeah, exactly. Which one are we talking
about? We need more
about?
Like details here.
Let's go first night.
Yeah.
If it's like one night. Mind.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not invested. Like one night. Okay. Like.
No. Let's go relationship. Let's get a little deeper.
Red flag.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, red flag.
Yeah.
Hits on your mom a lot.
Ooh, deal breaker. Right. Like a little bit, compliments here and there, but like you're hitting on her, it's a little weird.
Red flag.
Yeah, like your
for
mom
sure.
is so gorgeous. I mean, look at that body.
Okay,
like,
yeah, no. Yeah. We're good there.
Yeah, right? That's a little odd. Like, I know my mom's beautiful, but like back off.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just like in front of you, like even your girlfriend. Like,
no.
Wow, look at that body.
No, that's an instant turn. Yeah.
Look
at that body. Yeah. We're good there.
Okay, leaves the toilet seat up. All the time. And
oh
pees
my gosh.
All over the toilet.
That drives me nuts. That is a deal
really?
Breaker. Yeah.
I make it worse.
I don't mind that at all. I don't care.
If they pee all over the toilet seat.
That's
all
annoying.
The time.
But yeah. If they leave it up or down, I'm like, whatever. Just it's just a simple, like,
you're right.
I don't know. That doesn't bother me.
I wipe everything.
I had a guy, always leave it up. And I'm like, it would drive me crazy. Like, one time in the middle of the night, I went pee and I sat down and I like fell in the toilet because he left the seat up. So
you're like,
then you should have put it down, maybe.
Well, you didn't know. It was your place, right?
No.
It was his.
I know. I can't.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's his place. So
you're sitting in it.
It's his rule.
I'm just like stuck in there. I'm just like,
his rules,
what if
his place.
This is my life?
You adapt. I don't know.
I know.
Okay, this
I'm
is
psycho.
The next one. This has happened to me before. And so we, generally, I like to go to my place because I like control.
Uh-huh.
And I know everything's going to be tidy and great. And we went to his place once. And this was after like a couple of months of seeing each other. I've never been to his place. And I was like, this is going to be hot. Let's go to your place. And we get there and I'm like, no, big mistake, huge. He had no sheets.
What?
On his bed. The comforter was somewhere and he threw that over. But I was already like, no.
You're already over it.
No.
That was it. Yeah.
And then when I showered, it was like he only had Old Spice body wash.
This is hard.
No shampoo, no conditioner.
Is he in high school?
No,
I mean,
he
I'm
wasn't.
Just kidding, but that's like such a
right?
like, kid, like yeah, younger thing, right?
It was a deal breaker for me.
I mean, at least he's washing his
in
body.
In a sense,
though.
It wasn't an instant deal breaker. It was just something that was in the back of my head. Like, into that, you like sheets or no sheets?
No sheets. That's to me, that's like an instant.
So did you stay?
No.
Did you stay over?
I did stay over.
Oh.
I had to. I figured out the shower
You're
situation.
Like, we're here. Yeah. Let's have fun.
I was like, fine.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Yes.
What about food? Do you guys care about food?
We love food.
Jeez.
Like,
oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought you like food. I'm like, yeah.
Fridge is like totally disgusting and there's nothing you can eat in it.
Another deal breaker.
It's a deal breaker. Yeah, because I love like healthy.
Someone to be healthy with you, right?
I try really hard to like be health conscious, and if somebody is like eating, not bashing McDonald's, but like things like that, I just don't. So like, what are we gonna eat for dinner every night?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's
fast
a deal breaker.
Food.
Yeah,
because I love McDonald's. I mean,
oh, love it.
Moments,
I'm all about
though.
It.
Moments.
But like, and I'm totally, I have my times when I crave In-N-Out and stuff, but if it's like all just stuff that like isn't stuff that
yeah,
I eat,
right
it'd be hard,
it.
You know, it's
totally.
Hard.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. If they're too much of like health conscious and so into like lettuce like a rabbit, I'm like, okay, this is an instant turnoff. Like, I want like good food, late night food. Let's go out at like 1 a.m. Yeah. You
do? I like, yeah, because like, for instance, this guy I'm hanging out with.
That you
recently.
Say, I love you too.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Hanging out.
We can have like a pizza moment, but then like he's on like a full routine as well. Like he eats very healthy. He's like, sorry, I've got my whole week planned. Mm-hmm. So like we mainly hang out on the weekends. We talk every single day. Uh-huh. We FaceTime every single night. But we each have our own things. And even though there's days where like I want him to come over during the week, mm-hmm. I don't push it. Mm. Because I also want to keep that boundary.
Totally.
Even though I want to break it.
Of course.
Like I'm like, oh, you have something to do. I don't today. Like, yeah. You know, kind of thing.
Here.
Okay, red flag or deal breaker. Kids or no kids. If it just happened like when he was in high school and he's really hot and a really nice guy.
It depends on the guy. I can't answer. I don't know. It depends on the guy.
I wouldn't judge on that because that's like, if I like the person, I like the person. That's the past and that's like their family. I'd have to accept their kids as well. So,
right.
Yeah.
And then insta-family.
Ditto. And then be, you know, stepmom, you know?
Here I am. Yeah.
Okay. Red flag or deal breaker. Never has condoms.
She does not like when guys wear condoms.
Right.
She did you say that?
It happened.
She does it.
Wow.
No, she gets offended.
I get offended. Like, that sounds really bad. I think, no, you should wear condoms.
Obviously.
It just feels better without sometimes.
Right,
like, you should absolutely be safe. Don't listen to her.
Because in the moment, you're probably like, you really love me. Right?
Show the real you, Julia.
Right?
I'm calling her out. Yeah.
I think if there's trust and, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like whatever you're comfortable with.
Totally.
I just
like, if it's,
oh, do you
if
not
it's like
like
a long
do you not trust me? Do you not like?
No, I get
it. It's
you're
whatever
saying.
You're comfortable with. You know?
So yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I'm okay with the condom thing. I'm like, yeah wrap it up.
Let's
yeah, figure that out.
Yeah, no, it's so good. It's like, you should wrap it up.
I just and some guys like I've had guys who was like put it on for me, which is fine. But I'm like I don't
know what to do when they do that. I'm like, you just figure it out.
I don't know if anyone's ever asked to put it on for me.
Oh, like, it's, I think it's, I don't know.
Put it
fetish?
On for
I don't
me.
Know. Yeah, yeah, it's like very
demanding. I don't know what I'm doing. So I just, you take care of it. Like, I don't know, like fumbling.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I know when to break it.
Oh, that's happened. Yeah.
That's happened?
Oh, so many times.
Right.
Have you never had that?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
And we're like, let's get another.
Yeah, I mean, it's that simple. Yeah.
So our last one, red flag or deal breaker. This one's a deal breaker for me. When they're rude to like wait staff.
Oh, absolutely.
Huge deal breaker.
Or like arrogant. Yep. I can't handle that
stuff. Yeah, I'd say like, deal breaker too.
Because
then it shows their true selves. Like, I feel like, I don't know, it's just nasty.
So gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm done with that.
Yeah, we're done
with that. Be nice to everyone.
So now that you all know what's our red flag or deal breaker, don't come with us with any of these
No one's going to come to any of us.
Or do.
They're going to be so afraid. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, it'd be perfect for these people.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
No, always looking and always growing. Thank you guys so much for visiting Marsha. I'm so happy
you
guys
came. Thank
you.
You're a vibe.
Thank you so much for having us. This was so fun.
I know, right?
I'm like, I don't want to stop.
I know.
This podcast is brought to you by Vocal Podcast Network. Executive producers are Michaela Simon and Marsha Molinari. Produced by Yonta Taiwo, Morgan McDonald, and Ariana Giles. Shooting and editing by Morgan McDonald. Music by Aaron Rees. Artwork by Dominic Demetz. And hosted by Marsha Molinari. Remember to follow at Marsha Molinari and at Vocal Podcasts everywhere. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast.